Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here I am in the wind again, floating where it takes me, laughing and splashing in the summer sun, until the alarm clock wakes me. Then it's coffee and a kiss and two cigarettes, and I'm back out in the cold, cold weather, chasing my dream, but I just can't seem to rub two coins together. Life ain't easy.
That devil said it for me.
Life ain't easy.
Whoever said it's your name.
Life ain't easy. And nothing comes free. Free, free, free. Life ain't easy.
Tell me all about it.
Life ain't easy. Don't understand the way my mind keeps drifting, and the Lord don't always lend a hand when my poor heart needs lifting. Is home and kids really all there is, or is there something better? And how much soul must a poor man sell to rub two coins together? Life ain't easy.
I'm Bill.
I'm Ken.
I'm John.
And we're the Hoot and Holler Gang.
Oh, been another one of them several days here.
Oh, you ain't a kidding.
Watched as it's blizzarded everywhere but here.
Yeah, we got a fortune.
Listen to Obama today pushing his global climate warming little crap. Let's be real. Those are the people who are involved in these carbon exchanges, and you'll know who's behind the scam and who's trying to screw us all.
And who's going to prosper off of it.
Speaking of prosper, I've seen today where George Soros doubled his amount of work. You know, he's betting against our economy. He's betting on our economy crashing. And he's profiting off of it. He's done this around the globe in several other places. There are several places where he's won it.
And there's people so stupid that he gets away with it.
And now you got a big damn donor offering $100 million to keep pushing the climate stuff. You can bet if you check into him and his holdings, you'll find out he's invested in a carbon exchange somewhere.
We've had the coldest winter in record. No, we haven't. But, I mean, other places have.
Well,
we've had about 20 below, 20 and 30 below.
All 50 states have been below freezing this year.
Oh, yeah.
All 50 states.
Well, there's 14 active volcanoes
currently at the moment, something like that. Look how much heat and gas and carbon that shit puts off in here. Ain't got nothing to do with us.
How are you going to get the tax out of them?
3%. 3% of the carbon emissions into the atmosphere is man-made.
Well, there you have it.
3%.
I'm a dumb hillbilly, man, and it's just obvious this whole damn government. It's just all about the money, and America's being freaking lazy but not accepting their responsibility as a citizen to make sure that their liberties and justices and freedoms are preserved.
Both sides of our elected have played these games against us where they create stuff that ends up causing a problem that later they have financial gain off of, either by a fine or whatever.
At their pocket.
Yeah. What's the biggest example? You look, government okays using growth hormones in food. You eat the food, you gain weight. You gain weight, they declare an obesity problem and start taxing you.
And then they take our Twinkies away.
Then it triggers the cancer cells, and then you got to feed the medical field all your money and pay your $4,000 or $5,000 deductible right out the hole just for $20 visit. It's medicine or something. I don't know.
Just burying in a whole outback.
Mother Earth, this all that GMO stuff is just wrong because God made these items specifically for our bodies, you know. Some things will kill you, some things will heal you. You just got to have the knowledge. You got to pass this stuff down to generation after generation. We've got away from what has preserved us for billions of years.
When I was a child, most of the common things that kids get today, and the parents pick them up and rush them to the doctor or whatever. When you was a kid, that wouldn't have happened. You'd have been at home getting chicken soup or whatever, you know, whatever ailment, they'd have had a home remedy to work on that. Yep. Nowadays, people don't want to take the time and do that, so they rush them to a doctor and then they put a pill in them. And the pill usually has more side effects than it does cure.
Oh, yeah.
We can go out here and we can go after something that hasn't killed anybody, but we can at the same time protect stuff that does heal. Alcohol, prescription drugs.
And the prescription drugs, that's the leading to, they want to say anything about other drugs, that's what leads to harder drugs. And being honest, the prescription drugs itself, if it's mistreated, that's a bad sign, bad thing right there. And I used to be, you know what I'm saying, a long time ago, I'd been around people and they'd take 5 or 6 pills and just throw it in their mouth and all that's just fine. That was mistreating that medicine.
Well,
would you see where the FDA boo-booed with stem cells? They found out that the female stem cells does the repairing in the males and not out of the male. They didn't do a control group like they should, proper testing. So these people have been taking Ambien, I believe it was. Well, the dose is like 2 to 3 times stronger in their body the next day in the women because it was just the pills just tested on men and not women.
Well, you see,
I guess it's come down like this for many, many years. Well, the dope that they've been pushing has just been tested on the men. And, of course, women, you know, their chromosomes and genes are a little different.
Their makeup is different.
How can our top scientists in the world have not done that? I believe it has been done, and I think this day just covered up to keep that treatment out there.
You got to realize, you give a government grant to someone to do a specific thing, whether it's to find in favor of a pill or against a pill or whatever. They get paid to find a specific thing. That's why you have all these climate scientists. You look, and almost every one of them had a grant to find specifically in favor of global warming.
They ain't going to put themselves out of a job.
They were paid
to
come to that specific
conclusion. Yeah.
When the other scientists who aren't paid out there get out there and start looking at all the evidence and stuff, they're like, well, you're so full of crap, it ain't funny. That's why Al Gore can't get out there and talk about climate. He's not a science major.
Well,
neither is John Kerry, neither is Barack Obama. Not a one of these three are a science major. And science does not back up their man-made global warming theory.
No, because any way you go, they were wanting to say if it warms up, global warming. Oh, it's cold, global warming. Or snow, oh, that's global warming.
That's because
ago, I watched a special on TV. They were taking an ice sample. And it was showing where places where there was ice used to be a tropical place. It's a cycle. The Earth, it's on its cycle.
Somebody has found is wanting to take advantage of that cycle and profit off of it. And
profit off of a lie, people.
This stuff has been passed down from no telling how many generations this plan to come about, what's going on. It's just a big span of devil, what it is.
You know, well, basically, you're right.
Exactly.
It's coming together, you know.
This has been planned in there for a while.
That's a big evil.
You can go back before Reagan and even this.
Oh, yeah.
Really, I mean, if you look, Bush won. He came out and started talking about Agenda 21. Then here comes Clinton. He goes and signs on to it under the guise of sustainable development at the UN. And then here comes CW, and he starts putting pieces of it into place. And then here comes Obama, who's trying to finalize those pieces. People, both sides have been working together to screw us.
Yeah.
All their fight for to see which one of them is going to have the total control over it.
Basically, it's like wrestling. Exactly like wrestling. You get in the ring, you're angry, you're mad, you're going to beat up each other. Oh, you beat them to the pulp. But then when you go behind the scenes, you're all friends. Oh, hugging all over each other. You're nice. You go out to dinner. You talk. Really, what the government is. The Republicans and the Democrats.
Same crap, just two different piles.
Brother, it's getting big. I tell you what, I don't leave the house out my boots on anymore.
Well, you never know what's going to be around the corner, what they're going to try to slide through at any moment. Now that you see the news thing today, this one Democrat wants to give all newborns in the country $500.
For what?
Newborn.
But now they're saying that you can be invested this way, that way, blah, 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 blah.
So you give us $1,500 back 10 years. Yeah, they're going to want their money back, people. They're going to get that out of you.
What money is it?
It comes down to that thing. The government can't promise anything because the government don't have no money.
Yeah.
The only way they can give anybody anything is to take away from someone else. And oddly enough, I just saw this yesterday. We hear so much of the left going off about the Koch brothers. And the truth is, Democrats have many donors who contribute more to them than the Koch brothers do to the Republic. Way more. But we don't hear a word about these people.
No.
Well, let's talk about some of these people. George Soros's, the Bill Gates, the Maurice Strong. Maurice, good old Maurice. Maurice was one of the main people behind the man-made global warming ideology and carbon tax. He first thought about doing it, but you can't control the sun, so trying to do a solar thing wasn't working. And he couldn't control the moisture in the air and stuff, so trying to do that wouldn't work. And he worked his way down the line until he came to something that he thought he could pull the scam off on. Carbon emissions. Now, as what I said earlier, one volcano can wipe out everything they've plotted to do the last 20 years. One volcano can wipe out. And as James said, we've got how many volcanoes erupting at once?
All time.
So all this stuff that they're doing and all this stuff they're touting about carbon controlling the emissions and stuff is a bald-faced lie, people.
So
they haven't dented carbon emissions.
Isn't Yellowstone out there got the biggest volcano under right there?
It does. And
who's the engine going to tax Minnesota goes off the
if it goes
forestry division or what?
If it goes off, you ain't going to tax too many. This is going to blow a hole.
Yeah.
It'd be
the biggest disaster.
Yes.
We have other places.
Well, there's a lot of earthquakes going on, people. A lot of bad stuff coming on. Makes me wonder.
Last couple of days, you've had small minor earthquakes around South Carolina and stuff, and you had one off the coast today down around Martinique.
not saying he's having.
You know, I'm watching the Science Channel, and Mitzi Kaku, who is the premier scientist on the Science Channel, he was talking about how countries could manipulate the weather now.
Yeah.
Well, it just kind of goes hand in hand. I mean, you look at some of the things that go on with the weather and how they just happen to coincide with political things.
To make hurricanes change direction? Most time, hurricanes
got to bring the country together, people, if that requires taking that whole dam.
You got Obama on a lush golf course that's pumping who knows how much water through it while the rest of the state's drying up.
Yeah, that's
in California. He's talking about man-made global warming because of the drought. People, California has always had a water problem. But they had reservoirs they had built and filled up. And a few years ago, they were made to drain those reservoirs because of a little fish. And now...
Salmon.
Well, they wouldn't have had water if they had put a river in to give them water.
Now, since they've drained their reservoirs and they're having water problems and they've got no water to fall back on now and stuff, so now they're going to say, oh, it's man-made global warming. California has always been... They've always depended on water from other sources. They're not big on fresh water. That's why they built the reservoirs and stuff. But now, you're not going to hear Nancy Pelosi get out there and say, well, she was one of them that wanted to drain the reservoirs. Or you're not going to hear Barbara Boxer or any of these others that were all for draining these reservoirs say a thing. They're going to jump on board with Obama. Oh, it's man-made global warming. Well, you know, look at the rest of the country. We got snow. We got water. They got flooding in Europe and places. You know, you look around the globe, and your man-made global warming just don't stack up.
It's just in California.
Well, thank God it's just punishing that state.
Oh, well, what's the earthquake and stuff? What do you think?
Moisture somehow or another.
Well, that could be God saying he's
dead. You got Sodom, California on one coast and New Gomorrah, York on the other.
Right.
I'm sorry for the people that live there, but that's how you're elected at. I know there are many good people living in both states.
Yes.
And they're overwhelmed by the idiots on the left that keeps pushing and keeps rising.
We need to just find a little island out there.
Did I see something?
Gather up all them stupid people, the government and all them, and put them all out there on this little island. And let's get our country back.
They're not stupid. They're just greedy.
That's what I'm saying. Let's just take them out of the equation.
That's part of it.
And let's get our
country
back.
The traitors
is what they are.
You have the greedy preying on the ignorant. You see it all the time on the news. They'll go out in public and they'll do a survey and they'll start asking people questions. And the people ain't got a freaking clue.
They don't have a clue who's who, what they do, what the bill's for.
And we've become a society of indifference. People who, to the, what's going on around them. They're in their own little worlds, and they try to stay in those little places. And therefore, they don't see the big picture. They don't see what's really happening. And they don't see where their future or their children or their grandchildren's future is being destroyed right before their eyes.
Right.
Because they think it can't happen. It won't happen.
Well, true. You've been out in public.
Well, I got to do it when somebody else can do it.
That's it.
That's a mentality also seems to be.
I've had a lot of people ask me, why do I do what I do? I said, I'm fighting for the kids. I'm fighting for those who can't fight for themselves.
Well, I'm fighting in the memory of what I love.
And they're like, why are you doing it? Why ain't somebody else? I said, I don't know. But here's what I'm going to say. If I don't do it, who will?
Right.
That's the attitude you got to have.
That's why in the Tea Party, I've been
if
a lot of
standing
good
up
people.
For my grandchildren, by gosh, I will.
Hey, with the help of the Lord, you stand on some firm ground. You know, if you're standing on something, well, what's that face? You got to make sure it's something good. And I believe that this is
you got to have a foundation.
Yeah.
And when it comes to foundations, we've got the foundation of an agenda we must tear down.
To be honest, that's
we must tear down the foundations that they're trying to build Agenda 21 on. We must tear down the destruction of our culture. We must tear down the destruction of our economy. We must tear down the destruction of our ability to defend ourselves. We must tear down this attempt to take away every single freedom, liberty, and right that we have and put us totally under total control, total surveillance by a tyrannical government. You know, you look around the world right now and you've got a lot of uprisings going on in countries. And in almost every country, it's the same issue. The government is trying to seize too much power.
Yeah. Well, they were talking today in all these big cities. I don't know what
year it was. Better pay attention to this.
I don't know what year
it was. The government is trying to seize too much power. So the people in the Ukraine, the people in Venezuela, and the people in some of these other places, Thailand and places,
sure,
they're all rising up.
Yeah, and I don't think it's going to be that easy for us. They'll shoot and kill them all.
What do you think of government's plan?
I think they're actually pushing us toward that so they can protect the civilized human beings on the planet.
You want to get rid of 6 billion people with worldly population.
What is, I watched something about Bill Gates talking about vaccines. Is his vaccines his favorite word because that cuts that population down.
Now,
years from now. Did you see that?
Bill Gates is one of the leading people who is for worldly population.
Mm-hmm. Well, he did.
But he doesn't. You can't, if that's the case, if he supports it so strongly, I think Bill Gates and his family should be the first ones depopulated.
Absolutely.
Hi, guys. Hello.
Hi, Linda.
To bring up what I heard just a second ago, earlier today, was in the bigger cities, they're going to put cameras everywhere. And the cameras are going to identify your license plates on your vehicle. They're going to watch every license plate what comes into any kind of city.
Hey, what's that series on TV where they got the cameras everywhere and that computer figures out crime before it happens, has everybody's face and runs a scan on you? See, make sure you get a warrant.
I know the movie to show you talking about.
Yeah, that's what it's going to be like.
It was a movie, 1984, about a year ago.
Well, they've already got the facial recognition stuff. They've got cameras all over the place in San Diego. Some cities are trying to get rid of the red light cameras, but they're going to have the other kind that have sound recognition. Like if you're in an urban area, a very bad place, it will the camera, et cetera, the recording device will recognize a gunshot sound, and it will also know the direction it's coming from. And it's like, it is 1984. It is really evil. It's going to get, if you think that's bad, wait till you see what they're going to do with 30,000 to 60,000 drones over every city throughout the United States. And they're going to start tracking every single car, every trip, everywhere you go, every day, every hour, every second, because under the guise of saying they're fighting the war on drugs, which is bull. And everybody who's got half a brain knows that. So that's what you guys are up against. We've got to, you know, at this point, when I see the news today, I see the stuff I'm hearing about the EPA was sued by the Sierra Club and many other evil pieces of junk that are all enviro-wackos. It's called Sue and Settle. And they're banning, in the middle of winter, wood-burning stoves all across the country. It's time to start shooting people, you know? It's time to just get some RPGs and say, enough of this shit. I'm done. I've had it.
Me too.
I've had it.
There's no other option at this point if you ask
I know.
Me.
Sadly, I'm afraid of that. If we've paid attention in the last few years, we've noticed that we have a government that has been arming it's
terrible.
The government, the IRS,
every
EPA guns away.
And the EPS will kick in your doors.
I mean,
and bust a few rounds of shotgun at your ass to just make sure you don't get the food refrigerator.
Yeah, I was hearing something on, I think it was on Facebook. It was called Capital One. They're saying that they're going to come to your door if you owe them money or something. instead of going through the normal collection agencies. Well, I have two comments for that, Fourth Amendment and a 12-gauge. That's it.
I got that's it, baby. Critter just eats all day long that would love a little extra meat in their diet.
I had some friends one night that was playing a game, and they called this goober in Kansas, and the guy called me on the phone, I'm pretty sure it was him, and told me that my daughter had kicked his dog in the neck down the road, and he had to take his dog to the vet and have it put out, and he wanted so much money for that dog. My daughter wasn't even home that weekend.
Wow.
And top it off, where we lived at, nobody could see our house. None of our neighbors, they were half a mile down the road either direction. They
mm-hmm.
couldn't see us. This guy's trying to tell me he's looking at me. At the time, I owned this place here, and Lonnie's brother Bob was in it. But the guy, short story, he was going to come to my house and kick my butt. And I told him, turn ahead, and he asked me how he would know me. I said, oh, you'll know me. I'll be the one thumping your head when you get out of the car. And I started thinking about it. I thought, well, maybe it had happened over here, and my aunt was staying with Bob and had her granddaughters, and maybe one of her granddaughters had kicked this guy's dog, and it was over here he was talking about. He's going to show up over here at the door screaming at Bob. And then I started laughing. Because I knew that if he showed up over here and Bob came to the door, the size of Bob, this guy was going to have the surprise of his life. Needless to say, nobody ever showed up, but it was, I can't think of his name. He's out of Kansas City. He calls people and screws with them on the phone. Threatens them like that.
Oh, yeah. Well, they take about $200 out of your ass.
Roy Mercer.
That's
I don't know where he's from, but he never showed up. But, you know, here we are. We're in a country that our government does stuff and then turns around and uses it against us.
And we're letting them do it. Majority
yeah,
of us knows
exactly. Today, Obama lives in California. He's talking about climate change and all this and gas emissions and this and that. And I got to wonder, Linda, and I'm sure you would if you thought about it. You know, recently we talked about some of the elected talking about doing away with private vehicles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's going on here.
Cheaping everybody to two-wheel vehicles.
We know that's the agenda.
Mass transit.
Yep.
We know that's the agenda. And
sure.
I got to wonder, are union workers in the big auto companies, are they that stupid that they don't know this is what is planned?
Yeah.
And if you're out here talking about reducing gas emissions and getting better gas mileage and stuff, while at the same time you're plotting to take away everybody's vehicle.
Let me tell you something, Bill. When I hear reports, when Jimmy Fallon's going out on the street and talking to people and asking questions to see how stupid they are, and one in four of them, which is 25% of the people he asked this question, do not know that the Earth revolves around the sun. I kid you not. So you tell me about stupidity. You don't even have to ask the question anymore. He was asking questions like, who's the vice president of the United States? They don't know. Are you sad for the family, and are you grieving for Eleanor Roosevelt that her husband, FDR, just died a couple days ago? These people are so stupid, they don't know any of this. That's how dumb they are, and the school systems have done a great job of dumbing them down, Bill. I mean, to the point of sickening them.
Well, that right there, so you're making the point, Linda. They have been purposely dumbing down the population.
Yep.
50 years or more.
Oh, easy.
I get out here and 80. I start talking to a kid, and I'll say something about the Nina, the Pinta, Santa Maria, you know, and they'll be like, they have no idea what I'm saying.
Nope.
Them are shit.
Nope.
This is what's happening. It's not that they're dumbing us down. They're just averting our attention.
No,
in our time.
Testing around the globe shows that we're dumbing down. The United States just keeps
we keep dumping
massive amounts of money into the education system only to get dumber kids. I think it's maybe we need to rethink the situation, because dumping all this money doesn't help. All we're doing is getting bought and paid for indoctrination. I've seen recent articles about Common Core and some of the math questions and stuff in there, and the dad question and stuff. It's just ridiculous. And the fact that paying attention to what these people are trying to force their kids is, this is schooling, this is knowledge, this is going to get you ahead in life.
It will.
No.
You pay attention. Well,
not what they're teaching. Not that going to get you ahead in life. It's
no.
going to create a dependence.
Yes. Yeah.
And that's exactly what their ideology is. That's the whole ideology behind the $500, give $500 to every baby born. It's creating the dependency. You don't want the government getting control and getting involved in your baby's life to begin with. We all know how that works out. We continue to see this ideology come out that makes you want to bang your head against the wall, because you're like, nobody with a brain would go for that.
No. Anybody with common sense.
Yeah. Our governor wants to cut corporate taxes, business taxes.
On machinery and stuff, yeah.
And our mayors are throwing fits because it'll cut their revenue.
Mm.
Well, you know, if you really had that great an area, there'd be businesses, because the taxes being cut, there'd be businesses wanting to move into your area, which you would get revenue from that stuff if you actually thought about the right way. Most of our area, and most areas, I'm sure it's this way, I'm almost positive it's this way, it's a certain group of your elected have been involved in the electoral processes of the controlling of the county or city or whatever, are invested in these businesses that are already here.
Yep.
And if you start dropping business taxes,
and that cuts into the money.
That cuts into the money that they're getting through their insider investing and trading, and they don't like that. That's the whole reason they sought office. They didn't seek office to help anybody but themselves.
Yep.
We have that across this nation, padding their pockets up from the taxpayers. You know, using the taxpayers
and their family
control what business can come in, and making sure you can get invested in that business that's going to be prosperous. That's the kind of deals we have going on. It's a sadness across the nation. But it's
plague.
Yeah, it is a plague. And it's ingrained from our local levels all the way through our states to the federal government. It's ingrained. Why do you think they won't pass laws to block them being able to decide, invest, and trade? You think that it's like the whole climate change. Expose the people that's invested in these carbon exchanges globally. Expose who they are. If it's all legit, then you shouldn't have a problem telling
right,
us who they are.
Won't. They'll go around the truth.
They don't want no one to know who they are until they have total control.
Yep. Then, Mendel, that's why they're pushing all this stuff back to 2016.
Well,
because they don't want it to affect the vote.
They're going to try anything they can to get the focus off of the health care bill and onto some other issues. So, whether it's going to be immigration, whether it's going to be, the whole world, the way it's in a mess right now, if you look around. You got all these countries where the people are standing up and fighting the government, taking too much control.
Yep.
Now think about that for a while, folks.
Well, you know, the other problem with every single community or city or charter city is the pension programs, like especially California, the fire departments and the police departments and the teachers unions and ours is CalPERS, California's pension and retirement initiative. But this is a big, huge problem. That's why Scott Walker had to do what he had to do, because it was bankrupting his whole state, which is exactly what's going on in California. And all these cities are going through the same thing, because even in Oceanside, they're having the same battle to where the department is they make so much money, and they have the high pensions, and all these damned public employees or government employees are unionized. And there, to me, there is, I'm sorry, no unionization of any public sector situation. You want to join one private sector? Mazel tov, all day long, collective bargain all day long. I don't care, but none. And the taxpayers are funding every single cent of the whole deal. And then they're getting raped three times because they have to pay their pensions too. That's what's going on. That's what's bankrupting these cities. That's why they do what they do.
And these cities know, their leaders know that they're bankrupting the cities, but they got it in their heads that the rest of the country and other cities are going to bail them out.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
I'm succeeding from the union people.
Well, it isn't.
Welcome, Ron. How you doing?
It isn't going to fly too much longer because we got five people on our city council, which includes the mayor. I'd like to see all five of them gone. I'm done. I'm done with them all.
How's it going, guys?
Good, Ron.
Hey.
Ron. We're just having a good run at it today. That was a great show last night, Ron.
I appreciate that, sir. I was so wound up at the beginning. I had to play about a 10-minute intro clip, at least 10 minutes, because I was going to say things that shouldn't be heard by women and small children. But you know, Linda,
coming out of us patriots anymore, we're getting about to the point where it's time to make our move. Whatever
you know,
we're going to do something.
Linda was talking about the city's going broke and the pensions and whatnot. But, Linda, you know as well as I do, and granted, there is graft and corruption there.
Sure.
But you know as well as I do, if you look at these comprehensive annual financial reports, this
Cappers.
Was merely, it's merely the method that
mm-hmm.
they use, the excuse that they have used to sell the program to the masses. And, you know, part of the problem is these people are inside the box. All they know is what they're told inside the box.
Right.
They've
right.
learned how to operate inside the box because they play by the rules that were given to them. But it's the people who construct the box and set
sure.
forth the rules within that box. That's where we need to look. And in large part, you know, they're just simply emulating on the state, city, and local
uh-huh.
level. They're emulating what they have learned.
Sure.
I had a conversation with one of my sales reps today. Guy comes by from Jasper Engines, which I don't buy their junk. I don't like it. But
okay.
it's one of the deals that comes with the territory. I have to at least listen to these salespeople drone on about their product.
Okay.
Well, this guy is a local guy, and so he and I talk politics. And we got talking about, you know, Cherokee County. And I said, well, you know, I attend their stupid-ass meetings. I go to the mass precinct meetings. I was a damn delegate and an alternate to the state convention.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I can inform you on exactly how it works on the local level right here in the good old boy network. And he says, oh, well, you know, I live up at so-and-so subdivision. I said, well, then you know Bob Rugg. Bob Rugg is our current Cherokee County Republican chairman.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And he says, oh, yeah, everybody likes Bob. I said, no, not everybody. Because I'm somebody that would comprise everybody, and I don't like Bob Rugg. And the only reason Bob Rugg is the chairman is because he's been hanging around. He goes to all the Republican county,
sure.
you know, party breakfast every
uh-huh.
Saturday for the last 15 damned years.
Oh,
and
my God.
Bob is one of these guys, and he's not a bad human being. I don't mean to disparage
mm-hmm.
Mr. Rugg in any way, but he's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And he's a go along to get along kind of guy. He's like when you were in high school in gym class and you were going to play dodgeball, he's the last son of a gun gets picked. Okay, that's Bob Rugg. And so here he is, he's the chairman of the county Republican Party. And the only reason, it's just a war of attrition. They feel obligated to give him
mm-hmm.
some kind of reward
right.
for his you know, oh, for God's sakes, leave me alone, people, for his loyalty to the party. But the fact of the matter is, Bob's an idiot. When it comes to realistic, you know, logistics, he's just not a smart fella. He's not the sharpest knife in the drawer. And there's a guy running for an open Senate seat, right, who's former military. He's a colonel, or was a colonel. Again, not a bad individual as a human being goes, but his whole life has been in the military. So he sees everything from a military aspect. Yet this guy is John McCain on frickin' steroids.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
okay?
God.
And but he thinks, and this is what makes people like him dangerous, he thinks and believes that his ideals are conservative, and they're really not in many instances.
Right.
So when I started talking to this guy, and I said, well, you know, Larry Krasinski, his name's 50 miles long, in Polish. He goes, oh, yeah, man, I heard him speak. He's a great guy. I said, he's an idiot. And I could see the guy's face kind of gloss over, and I knew, oops, I went a bridge too far with that one. Well, I really like Larry. I said, I don't dislike Larry, but I'm telling you, Larry was raised inside a box that's all military, and Larry sees everything from a military perspective, and it takes more than one viewpoint to be a good representative, senator, or a state rep. He said, I don't think he really represents the state of Georgia. He represents a very narrow, focused view
group
of a few individuals within the military-industrial complex that happen to live in Georgia.
Oh, man.
And,
what did he say?
Boy, I didn't score any brownie points. He's like, well, I got to go. We never did talk about his product, which was fine by me. But
you dog. Anyway,
oh,
no, did you hear the... Did you hear the part, I don't know where you came into the show, but when Bill was saying that how can these auto workers be so stupid, I said, well, I think it was Jimmy Fallon that sent out some people and they were talking to these idiots. I think it was one in four.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 1 in 4 doesn't know that the earth revolves around the sun and that FDR has been dead for 70 years? Hello?
Well, look, they have no conscious idea. I knew that's who that was. I'm going to mute my mic. I got to make this call right quick. My stepmother checked herself into the hospital this afternoon. She was having chest pain and stuff.
Bob was calling you.
No, that's my sister calling. She's fine. And it's probably muscular. But, you know, they're going to keep her overnight for observation, all that kind of thing. So,
okay, well, prayers are going out.
I'll be back in just a second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Well, always good to have Ron come on. And he did. He had a great show last night. People, if you look it up in the archives of Constitution Hour on Blog Talk Radio, but Ron Golden's really up on issues, and especially when it comes to the finances and legal systems. And it's like Ron said, we're being buffaloed. The people that come out running for office, really step back and look at them and ask yourself, why do they want this office?
Right.
Here in our county, our former sheriff, when he left office, the guy who came in behind him exposed how much money was being taken from the food quarter of the jail that went to the sheriff's wife and him. And the new sheriff came in, he exposed that. And it was a huge number. And I'll be damned if that same sheriff didn't sit on the county commissioners for a few years. He's head of the county commissioners now, and he's going to run for sheriff again.
It's horrible.
It's like, well, after 8 years, people will have forgot.
Well, yeah, their attention span's about 30 seconds, so that'll tell you something. I know. I mean, look what we went through in California back in the days, even before Reagan, because we had Pat Brown, the other evil one, the father of the current Mussolini Brown that's now. And then we had Jerry Brown. He already served 8 years before, back in whatever year it was, And then now he's back in again. And in 2016, I'm pretty sure, I'll have to go look it up, that Tim Donnelly here, a local guy that's really good, is, I've heard him speak, so he's very conservative. He's going up against Brown. I mean, I'll throw every dime I have behind that guy just to get Mussolini out of there. I mean, and he's been vetted by every group that I've been involved with for 5 or 6 years. That would be the Anti-Agenda 21 crowd, the Tea Party Patriots, all of them. So,
isn't it odd how any other politician, you can go back from the day that dude was born to investigate them. But when people start going back in Hillary's past, the left starts throwing a fit. We shouldn't be looking at her past.
Well, you know, she's got an ugly past, just like her evil husband. And there are people who are not bound by certain rules, and they have written books about these people. So one was Dick Morris, and the other was Michael Isikoff out of the Washington Post, used to be Washington Post writer. And he published Uncovering Clinton, very, very good book I read quite a few years ago, talking about from the day that guy was in college and marrying the current B-I-T-C-H, I call Hildebeest, and then his governorship and all of the dalliances and the actual accusations of rape against that bastard. So Bill Clinton is no saint, and neither is she. So let me tell you, I will expose these people every day, six ways to Sunday, if she runs. I mean, I will have signs so big. I will have signs every street corner if I have to, be telling people about this witch. So, because I'm not bound by any restrictions, I can go out and say my piece.
Yeah.
Screw all of them.
Well, that's what it's supposed to be like. We're supposed to be allowed to go out and say our piece. And
freedom of speech.
Freedom of speech. And they want to do away with that. It's just a constant attack against our freedoms and our liberties.
I know. Well, that's why, Bill, you and I fight so hard against Agenda 21, which is hugely encompassing, as you know. It has to do with the Common Core and the immigration, and it's all rolled into one. And that's what we're talking about. When they pulled that crap in Washington, D.C., and they cut the water off for the Central Valley in California, they've been dumping that fresh water into the ocean ever since because they're mental patients. And this is what's going on. This is all Agenda 21. They want to destroy private property, the farmers, all of it. They want you so under Stalin's fist. This is what their outcome is supposed to be. You can look it up anywhere. I'm telling you, if you go online and put in Sandag and go into the transportation part and look up what I read on the air last week, you'll find it too. These bastards do not want you to have 1 ounce of freedom left in your life at all, period. None.
Every day they expose a little bit more of how much more control they want to take. They want to be able to serve 24 hours a day. They want to be able to control where we go, who we see, who we talk to, and what we talk about.
And here's the thing. They're banking on the fact that many people will not go to that site and look it up because that's the God's truth. It only took me 10 minutes to figure it out, see it, and print it out, Bill. So this is pure laziness on the part of these people. And their laziness is going to get them into a damn gulag someday, let me tell you.
Some people don't have the access to the computers.
Oh,
that's
crap. California, that's all it is. I don't know. Bull.
You're right. There is a lot of people. Well, that goes back on what we were saying a while ago, like when I was telling some people, and oh, that can't happen. Oh, the government can't do that. That goes against the Constitution. Well, people, that happens.
Well, you know, I heard that. That was one of the. That was the first argument I heard at that meeting last week, a week ago. The very first, the tonehead's mouth, and he was sitting down on the floor. Apparently, he was probably one of the dumbass stakeholders or some libtard that just, you know, rolled out from under a rock. But he says, "Oh well, they can't do that. We don't live in a communist country." And I was so far taken aback, I couldn't respond. I mean, that's what this idiot said to me. Oh, my God.
You know, you look right now, and you're seeing both political parties go after Ted Cruz. Both political parties are going after him.
Well, those are the progressives. They're all the commies, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
He upset the cart. He didn't play along with their back and forth game that they're playing with the rest of us. He upset
the cart
once him out of there. I got news for you. I will not vote or support an established backed candidate.
No.
No, me neither. Well, look what they did to Ron Paul twice. Oh my God! Right in front of our eyes, twice.
Yeah, right. That's true. Right in front of our eyes, they did it, and they showed their true colors then. And I knew then I will never vote for establishment GOP again.
Well, you know, that's why Mikey B voted for Gary Johnson the last big major election in 2012, because he had to vote his own conscience, and I agree with him. In fact, here, see, California, I get one of those ballots where I can, it's the kind where you mark with a pencil and you either mail it in or go in and vote at the voting booth, and there's always a line under the two candidates, and you can write something in. It says write in, and I'm going to put, if I don't like them, I'm putting none of the above in big letters. And putting it in the ballot box, because I'm done with these schmucks. I'm done.
And you got all these idiots out there on the left that think somehow the Democrats are going to be able to come up and make everybody who's a Democrat wealthy. People,
yeah.
If you believe that, you might as well just lay down, because your brain is mush.
It's true.
There's just no way it can happen. And when one side goes after the wealthy, you know, turn and look in the mirror. See how many wealthy's on the other side.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Valerie Jarrett's and the Al Gore's and the Maurice Strong's and the George Soros's and the Joel Rogers and the Ted Turner's. Oh, let's look at that side. And how about the Warren Buffett and the, what was that guy's name, Jeffrey Immelt from GE? Let's look at those guys, huh?
Yeah.
Well, heck, just look at our government itself.
Well, yeah, like Chad said, you can look at our Congress and our Senate and look at their wealth.
Yep.
Especially the ones that have been sitting there for a while. It's amazing how their wealth doubles, triples, quadruples every damn year.
But here they want to share everybody else's wealth, but they don't want theirs necessarily.
No, they want to share everybody else's wealth with them.
They've already got theirs. They've got their private jets. They've got it all in their little ivory towers. Of course they want to redistribute wealth. They want us all equally poor, like North Korea, which is another story in and of itself. But these bastards don't want to lose their power, because they think that they're high up enough on the food chain, which I don't think they are. They're high on the food chain, and they're not going to be affected by the night of the long knives, because that's coming, believe me. It's coming. So they better think twice.
Yeah.
They have lived in their ivory towers for so long, they don't realize just what they're biting off.
Well, yeah, they've painted their own little box. They're in Plato's cave, too, baby. Let me tell you. Yeah, they're in Plato's cave. Mm-hmm. Yep, the allegory of the cave.
Yeah, and then if an EMP bomb, an EMP bomb went off, they'd be lost.
Oh, my God. It wouldn't matter. Well, the other thing that, you know, and I didn't get to hear the show because I haven't had a chance to go back to the archives of yesterday, but I think I know what was troubling Ron, because there's, Iranian warships in some of our waters. There's Ukraine's on fire. Syria's on fire. North Korea is actually being targeted by the UN because of their crimes against humanity going on right now, which has been going on for how long now? But I guess this new one has gone over the top.
You got Venezuela in turmoil and another.
Oh, my God. It's a mess. Yeah.
And most of all these countries, the turmoil is all about the same thing, the government taking too much control.
Well, yeah.
To dictate the health care.
It should be a lesson and a warning. It should be a lesson and a warning, but it's not. Our elected will totally ignore it and not realize that they are pushing themselves in the same position.
I know. Like I said, the night of the long knives, because they're going to be some of the first to go. Stalin was purging people. Lenin did it. Hitler did it. So they better just be wary of what the hell's going on. And they're ceding power to the stupid schmuck in the White House and the Oval Office, whoever is going to occupy it. They're really stupid. They're very short-sighted. You know, I don't understand any of it, except it's, like I said, it's time for a damn revolution. It really is.
I agree. I concur. And
it's a sadness that we've got to this point where...
Yeah, because I'll tell you, they ain't taking my guns away. I'll die on that hill. I don't care.
We don't have any guns.
When people don't understand and don't see that the government is totally overstepping its bounds, totally out of control.
They're corrupt. They're lying.
They're the same as money laundering the taxpayers' money to themselves and to their supporters.
There's capital junkies.
And our debt just keeps increasing and increasing. And the only alternative we ever hear is raise the debt ceiling.
Because they know, Bill, they know that they can't do – look, if they didn't do that, and Ron will attest to this, the whole thing is going to collapse in about 5 minutes. So that's what they're doing. The whole thing is based on a house of cards, and if they don't keep doing it, the whole thing falls within, like I said, a matter of minutes. There's no way to stop it. So that's why they're doing this. It's evil. It has been going on since the inception of the damn Federal Reserve. That's why the author of the book I'm still trying to finish up called it The Creature, for God's sakes. It is. It's evil. George Carlin says the goddamn entire government that we have, what we supposed to have three branches, are completely owned and controlled by that goddamn banking cartel. I don't care whether it's the Bank of London or the Vatican or the D.C. or the New York, the Fed. Doesn't matter. That's what's going on.
You know, when you make it impossible for people to run a business, to make a profit, when you make it impossible for families to afford energy, food, and other things, and the whole time you're padding your own pockets and your own wealth, you're expecting the people to end up worshiping you. That's usually just the opposite of what happens.
Yeah, there's no united there at all, brother.
The people will easily end up despising you and hating you, and they want you destroyed. Our elected aren't bright enough to understand that. They think they're above everything and nothing can touch them. We've been lenient with our elected when it comes to them breaking the laws, and they seem to get a free pass that none of us would get. Let one of us dodge on taxes five times and see how fast we would be in jail.
We just took one, people.
Hello?
I'm drinking and driving.
Just had to take a coffee. Go ahead.
People are just standing by, and the world's going by, and they're not seeing it. We have chaos.
They're busy thinking everything's free.
We have a Middle East on edge, as it always is. But we have other areas of the world that are starting to flare up and stuff, too. We have a government that is trying its desperate best to bankrupt the nation, but at the same time to pad and secure their own wealth.
So
regulations coming by the thousands. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It keeps going and keeps going. Government trying to take more power away from the state, and then the turn of the state, and the federal government is trying to take any power away from the people to make it to where it's a government of the, it's a land of the government, and the people just have to be commodities. We're toys for them to play with our lives. For them to tell us where to live, where to work, where we can go, what we can and can't do, who we can can't talk to, and, you know,
where we can work, where we can live.
If there's a profit to be made, the government wants it.
I feel like I've been molested, people, by our government.
I would hate to be trying to start a business with the current type of government we have. Constantly trying to reach in and if the government was that good at building businesses and stuff, why hasn't it?
It's not. It's the people that's good at building the business.
The government has,
and the people are we the people.
When our troops and their families,
all of us,
have tripled in food stamps, you know, they get food stamps. No way should an active troop and his family ever have to be on food stamps. We keep catering to certain groups and stuff, and if people actually paid attention, you'd see that they're basically trying to eliminate certain parts of the country from growing food. Why would they do that? Because they want total control.
Control.
If they control the food, then they control the water.
Well, I got faith in a lot of the American people. It ain't gonna be as that easy. They're trying their best, but if we unite, they ain't gonna do it.
Well,
they're gonna have trouble.
They have been doing it.
Well, they
have. They
have
had
trouble. What?
What?
Oh.
You know, I don't begrudge anybody the right to start a business to be successful. They put a lot of hard work, sweat, and effort into it, and there's a lot more than people realize into starting a business.
It's an idea.
And for the person who put in his sweat, his time, all his efforts, only to have the government step in and say, well, that's fine and dandy, but you owe us more. We need to control your business and how much money you make.
And that's not their business.
Well, pretty much they do.
We're just livestock, and they are hurting the hell out of us right now, and I'm about ready to kick the gate down. I'm
now,
land on now.
In some ways, Beasley's right. They already do control the food and the water, but in a lot of ways, they don't yet. I live in an area where people are still growing their own gardens and stuff and canning their food and stuff and freezing it and dehydrating it and whatever.
Some people still have some wells.
Yeah.
I know where 16 million chickens is.
No, I'm not saying that where they're at, that they may be places that have wells over there.
But there's still a lot of places here where it's pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah, I
area.
See what he's talking about on. They're trying to pull all the water away.
If you live in the city, you're not growing a garden.
No.
So you're dependent on someone else. Like the people who live in the cities are depending on people like in California where they grow their big crops and stuff there, or Indiana or other places that grow big crops. They depend on those areas.
Yes.
But if for some reason those areas aren't producing up enough to do it, you know, if you can cut the size of the area's town, you read your county comprehensive plan, ours in Jackson County, it tells you that they want to create a co-op that controls all the good farmland.
See, that's not right, because you've got farms what was handed down from generation to generation.
Well, they want to stop that.
And that's not right. I mean, that's what
they want to stop that. That's just like with the health care law, that they can come after a person's property and this and that, pay the health care bill, whatever, this, that. You know, it's just another way to grab and seize property. You've seen the EPA step in and take over a town. A town. You're seeing land being public land being blocked off, sealed off. People not supposed to be traveling in there or going in there and stuff. You're seeing just every little area, there's a grab,
mm-hmm.
a grab.
Your house was fabulous.
Instead of working together to solve problems, what we have is electeds that are working together to
make more problems, basically.
Well, they're not really trying to create problems. They're trying to steal the wealth. They want the wealth and they want the power. They want your utmost loyalty. That's why you see them going after religion. That's why you see it attack the government backing supporters going against religion and stuff, because they want your loyalty to be to
mm-hmm.
them. They want you to put all your faith in them. Well, I'm sorry, but I haven't seen a government yet anywhere in the damn globe that I could put all my faith in.
I haven't seen the government quite a while, which you put all your faith in.
You know,
but I used to be able to put a lot of faith in the American people.
These officials are supposed to be fine, outstanding pillars in society with good moral values and ethics.
They probably put
they first got
there. Well, where'd that shit go?
I don't think it was ever there.
At the beginning, and then some of them did. But then they seen, hey, look at this. I can pad my pocket, and I can be able to rule.
Al Gore.
Yep.
How much money has Al Gore made off of the man-made global warming scam?
And everybody knows he's full of crap.
Well, almost everybody.
That's honestly put. I mean, you've got, like I said before, that's a cycle. When they get done creating their lies, I mean, all the American people, we know better than that. I mean, come on, when they try to say, oh, all the snow is from global warming, bull crap, people.
Guys, I'm going to run, and everybody who can stay up late, hang out with Mike at 9 p.m. Eastern, and I'm going to take a little break here between both shows and see you guys tomorrow on my show, and thank you so much for doing what you're doing. It was great tonight. Absolutely amazing.
God bless you.
God bless, and I'm looking forward to Delaney, so it's, like, really exciting.
Yeah, that's the only thing is old people got to look forward to around here.
God bless you guys. Good night.
Good night. You know, we don't take the time anymore, it seems, to show appreciation towards our family, our friends and stuff, to, you know, I mean.
Well, don't even have to be family and friends. Just a person.
Just the pride and sharing.
Come walk in the store or just get the common
courtesy. Right. It should be camaraderie, you know.
Well, when you go out here and you meet some people, they're all, you know how they act because of what you do. But other people are up there and they're different. They're up there, they're shaking your hand, they're patting your back. Great job. Appreciate what you're doing. And keep doing it. But we do it for our families. We do it for our friends. And we do it for our country, and we do it for everybody.
Just because it's the right thing to do.
That's it. It is the right thing to do is to stand up and say enough is enough. Now, true, we have two different sides. One pulls one way, one pulls the other. But those that are supposed to be representing us, they pull a third way. They don't pull towards, you know, helping anyone unless they can help themselves in some way. They use, pork barrel spending and other variations, which is nothing more than this is how I'll get a bribe out. I'll pay this guy a bribe. But,
basically scam.
We'll put this money into a park in your area, your name, blah, 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 or something like that.
Man, what'd you guys do, run off Brown Beasley?
He was in there a while ago.
I don't think
anything
that he could jump about, Ron.
No.
He didn't get any takers, huh? He sent me a private message, but I was talking to my sister, so.
Nah, he didn't get no takers. He asked if he was a little sarcastic, but no takers for him. Sorry.
He tied on a lure and it didn't catch nothing, so he left.
No, he left. Dang.
But it's as I said, the people that are standing up in this country and are squawking because they've looked behind the curtain, and we know the games and the scams that are being played. And the hardest part is to inform the public of that. If they don't see a place smoking, they don't realize there's. You can scream fire all you want, but they're not going to believe you until they see smoke.
Yeah. And sometimes that's too late.
Definitely. We keep pushing. And every day, if something new comes up that just makes you want to pull your hair out.
Well, I see 1,400 scandals on Obama already.
Or is that lies?
Well, the lies just keep coming every day. Every time Jay Carney, you got to understand, when Jay Carney takes a platform, it's because he's up there, he is paid to lie.
Yep.
It was the same with Dana Perino and before her and on and on and on. the White House spokesman is nobody who's supposed to get up there and somehow lie, whatever,
well,
to cover the president's butt.
Well, like the vice president said, he can't think of any reason why he shouldn't run. Well, how about give us a reason why you would want to run? What do you want to do for this nation?
You're talking about Joe Biden.
Biden, Osama, whatever his name is.
You're talking about Joe Biden. Mm-hmm. Make Ernest T. Bass look like a college graduate.
Wow. Well, now, I'm going to tell you right now, Ernest T. Bass was pretty clever. I'm just going to tell you right now.
He was like a little ferret.
He outsmarted them a few times. You know,
we had
three of them got busted up here today, Bill, by the FBI, the DEA, three different sheriff's departments. Now, they won't say what the hell these guys have allegedly done other than to say that on pending federal firearms and explosives charges. And they busted them at the Walmart parking lot, but I don't know what the hell's going on there. I'm curious to see.
They had all that stuff with them at the Walmart parking lot?
Well, they don't. No, it's all it says is that the Walmart was a staging area where the arrests were made on a federal warrant.
Okay.
Pending federal firearms and explosives charges, but you know, federal explosive charges could have been they had a pack of damn Black Cat firecrackers for all you know. So it just
well,
interesting.
Like we build around here, man.
but you got to realize eventually they're going to come after those cannons.
Yeah,
there will be no more pumpkin launching.
They can't. How are they going to outlaw PVC pipes and
compressed
air? Or you can take the hairspray, spray a little bit of hairspray in the back of it, and put your little igniter on there, and that thing will fly.
Hey, you better be careful talking about that terroristic, you know, homemade improvised explosive devices.
That's
an IED you're describing there, young man. I hope you don't have a pressure cooker.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Well, hell yeah.
You got a backpack?
I do dams and stuff with that.
Oh, God. They got me.
Yeah, I got a pressure cooker and a fry daddy.
But it is a big thing in the fall of the year around here. You have all these festivals, and at almost every festival you go to, there's somebody there with a pumpkin on.
All them vegetables. I didn't know you had a lot of handicapped folks down that way. That was mean. I'm sorry.
They can worry
about that. Somebody come in the door.
I woke up this morning. I get up. First thing I turn on the news every morning to see what's happening. And they're on here talking about this global warming stuff. And last week or so, you got Al Gore going around pushing it. Or not Al Gore, John Kerry.
It's
laughable that John Kerry's out here trying to push a scientific agenda.
Yeah, John Kerry's family made their fortune running drugs. I don't know what the hell he's worried about. You know, what they ought to be talking about is, you know, they did. The opium trade's what got Kerry his fortune at, and he married Teresa Hines, which she has the Hines ketchup fortune. So,
right.
But, you know, they ought to be talking about the fact that your crude oil's at $103 a barrel and climbing.
Very true.
Nope. Nobody's talking about that. There's a shift, and the market dropped almost 200 points again today.
Wow.
And your U.S. dollar broke the 80 mark on the dollar index. I'm just saying that these are all things that are foreshadowing of pressure in the market that is not going to bode well for them folks that are waving that magic fiat monopoly money around thinking they got a hold of something.
Interesting, because on C-SPAN this morning, it was all about the Bitcoin.
and the advantages of the Bitcoin and this and that shit.
Well, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that Bitcoin, and I'm going to tell you right now, here's the thing. I've always had a real good sixth sense about things, I guess. And if my instinct tells me to stay the hell away from something, I do, and it served me quite well over the years. And I half believe that this whole Bitcoin fervor and the popularity of it, I think they're using that to promote the idea of a purely electronic currency.
Well, that's what I got from this morning listening to the whole thing on Coop and Ron, exactly what I got, to where you'd have to have some kind of card or a chip, and everything would be electronic.
Well, you know, I played that clip yesterday about the palm scanners, and that's really gaining popularity because a lot of people have rejected the idea of a chip. And, you know, I can remember back, oh, hell, Bill, it's got to be 1979, 1980. My stepmother talking about when they were putting the scanners in the grocery stores. You know, that was back in the day. And she mentioned back then that someday they're going to use that to scan your mark.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yep.
And that was a long time ago, my friend.
And we've known this was coming. They have experimented here and there several times on this issue, with this issue. And what I understood this morning when they were talking about it was that you wouldn't have to worry about your bills because it would automatically be deducted. The people could automatically deduct it out of your account.
Right. Now let's, and I meant to go through a little bit of that yesterday, and I just got sidetracked on my soapbox, but here's the thing. You know, you remember years ago, there was a time when, you know, if money was tight, you could write a check, and you could bank on that check not hitting your bank for probably 3 days. So you could, people called it floating a check. Because you knew you didn't have the money in there, and it wasn't like you were trying to get over on somebody and you know, cheat them out of what they were due. But you knew you just needed a little cushion, a little extra time. And you know, one way to get that was write a check. And by the time the check made it to the bank, you'd be there on payday and have your money in there, and everybody'd be right. And, you know, you can't do that anymore.
No.
That's a thing of the past. Checks are instantaneous if people even still write them. I'm one of the few people that still has a checkbook, and they look at you stupid, like, you know, what the hell is that? Get your hammer and chisel out and carve that out in a stone tablet, why don't you?
Yep.
And, you know, the people now, people have gotten so accustomed to having that debit card. And you just swipe that card for everything. Man, you ain't even got to carry cash.
I went to Wendy's tonight. I've been craving bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's. I go to Wendy's and ask for what I wanted, but she informed me that their credit card machine was down, debit card, so we're just doing cash only. So what do I got? Plastic. Not a bit of cash. So I couldn't get my dinner because of...
Well, you know, the thing that prompted me to get rid of that damn debit card, I don't use one. I have two credit cards. They're prepaid, and I just keep a specific amount of money on them. And really, so I can do business on the Internet is the real reason that I got them. But when I got my damn bank statement, and I could read my bank statement, and I could tell you what time I left for work in the morning, how much gas I bought every week, what kind of cigarettes I smoked, and how often, how many I smoked a week, where I ate dinner, and what day I was off, I could tell you my work schedule from looking at my bank statement.
Wow. That's a lot of knowledge for somebody to get their hands on.
You had my daily schedule right there on my damn bank statement, and I said, no, sir, piss on that.
I do.
I do one transaction a month. I get paid, I go in, I draw my money out, and that's it.
But I'm telling you, they're moving towards going cashless. And this whole idea of how all the convenience, and it's going to be so foolproof that, you know, you're going to have your palm scan or an iris scan to access your account. Now,
they're doing that for safety so you don't get mugged up in the
right.
cities.
But now I'm here to tell you, your creditors won't, the government won't, the IRS won't need any of that. They'll just debit your ass.
Yeah,
if they say
yeah.
you owe the bill, and what's going to happen is if someone says you owe money, that'll be directly debited out of your account, and it'll be up to you to prove you don't owe it.
Yep.
Exactly.
And ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you think they got you over a barrel now, wait till they own your ass lock, stock, and barrel, and there is no cash. If you try to deal in cash, you go to jail. It's illegal now.
If you try to barter, you'll go to jail.
Yes, sir. That's theft. It'll be considered theft, and they will take your ass to jail. You mark my words on that.
Exactly. And it's the same going on with our food. It's going to get to where if you grow a garden, they will arrest your ass.
You're either going to need a SNAP card or a debit card or an EBT card, or you won't be able to get groceries.
That's it.
And there won't be no allowing no garden in the backyard, no sir.
And we're already seeing the push on those kinds of things. Now they passed the ag bill, and now people's read it, and they're like throwing fits because of some of the things in there that goes against the small farmers and stuff. And but some of the things that are in there that don't have a damn thing to do with agriculture. So we see that all the time with these bills. They'll pass a bill, and then you'll read it, and you'll be like, well, what the hell is that in there for? Because they don't have anything to do with it. Somebody
got
a payoff.
Yeah. Well, hell, everybody gets a payoff, Bill, don't you know? It's not their money. It's our labor. It's our time that they're stealing. So they don't care how they spend it.
No. And the evidence is there. People would just go, look at your congressmen. Look what they were worth when they senators. Look what they were worth when they went into office. And look what their current worth is. And there's no way that it'll balance out to what they get paid.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I've said it before, I think we're well past our Rubicon. You know, point of no return was a long damn time ago.
Well, you know, honestly, with my Christian beliefs and stuff, I've known that things were never going to get better until the return. And, even though I've hoped and I've went out here and I fought, I've known that is the truth. And I've always said, Ron, I'm just holding ground till he gets here.
Well, and that's just it. I don't know if he's coming first or if I'm leaving. You know, one of the two is going to happen. But
yeah, that's true. But as long as I'm here, I'm going to put up the biggest fight I can put up for the children and those who can't put up the fight themselves.
Letting the truth get out there. He's out there, people just turning a blind damn eye.
Well, that's where guys like us, when we go out in our daily routines and stuff, we talk to other people and stuff, we're doing it. We're spreading the word. And you've seen the last, I mean, look, 71%
spread the word.
Regret,
check it out.
71% that voted for Obama regret it. Can you believe that number?
Yeah.
71% told that voted for Obama regret it.
Yeah, you know, I was reading today one of the guys on here. Well, hell, let me see if I can pull it up because this really struck home for me. And, of course, it's one of those guys, I you know, you try not to dislike anybody, but I just don't like this guy from what he posts, his attitude. So somebody had posted, Homeland Security wants to build a national database using license plate scanners. This guy posts up, resistance is futile. And I'm of the idea that anyone digging deeply into my life is going to have an impossible time staying awake from boredom. Okay, I got no problem with that. Then he says, I love when terrorist suspects get tortured on TV. I cheer, cheer, cheer as law enforcement officers breaks our laws. That's how the good guys stop the bad guys. I don't dwell on the innocent who may get tortured occasionally. There are bad people in this world. And I thought, really, just damn, how do you even say something like that? And then in a different thread, talking about the anniversary of the fifth anniversary of the stimulus, he says, I voted for Obama twice. Wish I didn't. I said, well, you know, that explains a lot right there.
Yeah.
It does. I've had people that I have been into it with, and they was all big Obama supporters, come back to me. One of them was an uncle of mine, come back to me and told me that I was right, he was wrong, he was against Obama and his agenda. And to me, that was a big deal. I was grateful, you know, that my uncle did think enough of me to come back to me and apologize and tell me that I was right and he was wrong, and that Obama wasn't a good person to be in office.
Yeah.
And he seen that the health care bill turned his eyes. There are so many other things out there that if everybody just took a step back and took a day to read some of these things that they've done in the last 5 years, 6 years, 10 years, or longer even, some of the agenda that they pushed to put into place, how they're grabbing control over this or that,
how they're putting in place,
who's profiting from all the things that they do. And we've seen, like I said, to me, if they were Italian, they'd all be in jail for money laundering.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly taking the taxpayers' money and funneling it to their supporters and stuff. We saw Solyndra deal, where Solyndra got so much money, gave so much back to the Democratic Party, and then filed bankruptcy.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've seen many circumstances along those lines from both sides of the aisle. I don't see a good result because I understand totally that we have two sides working against us. The establishment of the GOP is the same as the Democratic side. They're both vying for who's going to be in control, power, and wealth. And we are the last things on their mind. Our welfare is the last thing on their mind.
Yep.
And it's a sadness that our country is getting this far down the line. A loss of morals, a loss of principles, a loss of values. Our children are being indoctrinated.
You know, all we are drones, okay? All we are is drones for these guys. Yeah. Bottom line.
We're just what they want. They want service.
That's it. I mean, we're serving
somebody
them. They're not serving us. That's the bottom line.
Who never questioned the motive or the ideology, but will just do what they're told.
They know what's best because they're in a position.
They think they know
what's
best.
Yeah, they're elected.
Just like Ron has said before, we're the slaves, and we got to listen to the misers.
Because you elected them.
Yeah.
We failed when we elected them. We failed when we didn't pay attention to what the big plan was years, decades ago. As I learned from Ron when I read the Rothschild thing, when Ron first came to fix your family, I read that, and it took me a while. There was a lot to it. And I got to tell you something. It was a huge eye-opener beyond what I already knew. And I was already on to Agenda 21 and things, but I did not know the depth of the corruption in the banking system. I mean, I knew it was crooked, but never knew how overwhelmingly evil it was. And it's things like that. When someone shares something, you read it, and it opens your eyes to things. And hopefully, by us going out into the public and talking and stuff, we open others' eyes to stuff, at least give somebody the curiosity to go look something up, look for themselves.
Yeah. Or hey, you're not alone.
Yeah,
we got your back, you know. We believe.
Well, that was
you're believing also.
That was a big thing when the 9/12 project started, was the idea that spreading out there that, hey, if you're feeling like this, you're not alone. But let's be real. Media-wise, you can't trust anybody. You can't trust an elected official because they don't never answer a question. They just take an hour to go around the issue.
Yep.
Or
bald face deny it like Pelosi did.
Well, yeah, we've seen a lot of that.
I didn't say that. I didn't bring that on board.
Well,
then we can bring it up and show
you. We've
seen
that not only out of her, we've seen it out of Obama.
Yeah.
But we've seen it out of many Democrats, and we've also seen that out of
Republicans. Where he draws the red, where he draws the line.
Yeah. I don't know what the answer is, but I know this. To me, there is a dark shadow across this land. And it's not going away.
Oh, it will when that bright light comes out of the sky.
Oh, man.
All right.
I've done. I've talked at
you. I don't know what the next step is, Ron.
Me either.
I just keep trying to wake others up and keep trying to spread the message. But I don't like the direction we're headed.
No.
And it throws a pitiful feeling into the balls of my stomach to think what may be coming to my country.
Well, you know what they say. We tend to reap what we sow, brother.
Absolutely.
That's true.
You can bank on that.
Like Carter. Yeah.
You know, some people say karma's a bitch. Karma, whatever you want to call it, but I'm a firm believer in you get out what you put in. And if all you put in is hate and dislike and spite for your fellow man and your neighbors, then you know that's what you're going to get out of life.
My great grandmother told me when I was young that no matter what, good or bad, whatever you do in life will come back to haunt or bless you. And
karma
bites
you, buddy. Karma.
Call it
karma.
Call it yin or yang. Call it karma. Call it whatever you want to. Positive, negative, a balance. But his experiences in my life is that it's there. Things do balance back out.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I got these idiots on here, and I really should just stay the hell out of this stuff, but I can't resist these atheists arguing, and they get on here and they want to argue scripture, and I said, what's the point in arguing scripture? I'm not going to put the Bible on trial with you idiots. I have no doubt that they probably know or can quote back to me scripture better than I can, but that doesn't mean they understand it because they don't have any damn discernment. And they're on here arguing about whether or not Christ fulfilled the law and what the fulfillment of the law meant. And I said, you know, you boys don't get it. The law was a condition of a contract between the Hebrews and God. Now, that being said, doesn't mean that the law doesn't apply to everybody. It does. Murder is still murder. Sin is still sin. I don't care what kind of sin it is. Sin is sin, and the wages of sin is death. But the Hebrews were held to a higher standard because they entered into a direct contract with God, and the law was the condition of the contract. And God told Moses, take the law and place it next to the ark to testify as a witness against them. Well, it wasn't against the Romans. It wasn't against the Chinese. It was against the damn Hebrews, the Jews, the Israelites. And, you know, it says in Scripture that the letter of the law is not what you need to be concerned with. It's the spirit of the law. Because the letter is what kills, but the spirit gives life. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Okay, so it's not that you shouldn't be concerned with trying to keep the law. And that's what Christ said when he said, look, if you want to get, I'll paraphrase, he said, if you want to get right down to it, there's really only two commandments. All of the commandments, all of the laws of the prophets and the Torah hang on these two commandments. Love your God with all your heart, mind, and soul. And love your neighbor as you love yourself. In other words, if you do all the, if you just do these two things, you won't have time to be worrying about the letter of the law. You'll be focusing on what you should be doing instead of focusing on, well, what can I do? What's the law say? Because as you're reading that letter, you're trying to figure out an end around, a way around the law so that you can claim that you didn't violate the letter of the law. It's just baloney.
Yeah. Well, you hit on something there, Ron, that I've always said, that the greatest thing God ever did was love us. Because if he hadn't loved us, there would have been no sense for all the other stuff.
If he hadn't loved us, he'd have never created us.
Yeah, exactly. And he wouldn't have gave us a way out.
And he wouldn't have given us
a way out. He wouldn't have tolerated us.
He would never have created us. And that's
right.
That's the thing that I think so many people don't really understand. You know, if you've got children, you look at your child, you know, and if you were a new daddy holding a newborn baby, he's a week old, you're first. And you know, it's we remember that feeling, but you don't really remember that feeling, you know what I mean? Because there's nothing like it at the moment when you're in that moment. There's just nothing can touch it. And if you, in that moment, if someone came to you and said, you see that kid? I know for a fact I'm going to show you a vision, and he's going to grow up to be an Adolf Hitler or a Joseph Stalin or a Pol Pot or a Chairman Mao or a Che Guevara. If they could put that vision in your mind and show you your son 25, 30 years in the future murdering millions of people, you would not be able to have it in your heart to take that kid's life right then and at that moment. That is unconditional love. And that gives you a little window into how much God loves us, because he knew, didn't need anybody to show him. He knew before you were born what you were going to be. And here you are anyway, in spite of what he knew.
Exactly.
And the same goes for Hitler and all those other people. And it's not up to us to judge. That's his job. Thank goodness.
Oh, I agree. I would not want to even think about trying to do God's job.
I couldn't fill God's shoes.
Nobody could.
I couldn't fill his toenail clipper.
I'm like you, Ron. Usually when I encounter an atheist, my first question is, how can you deny something that doesn't exist?
Yeah, why would you even put so much thought into something?
Well, they do put a lot of thought into it, and I'll tell you why. I can tell you why, and it pisses them off when I tell them that. It's because misery loves company.
Exactly, yeah.
That's my theory on it, brother. I think that what it is they're trying to eliminate consciousness. They are giving themselves permission to sin. And not
well, they think they are, but I'm telling you. It's misery loves company, and they feel like if they can get enough people to believe and go along with them, then they must be justified somehow. But, you know, the Bible says that a fool says in his heart that there is no God, and it also says that they all have foreknown God. They know of his existence, and his existence is displayed all around them. Even if that book didn't even exist, it doesn't need to exist for them to know God and to know that God exists. They know it in their hearts. Paul told the disciples that God has given to each of us a measure of faith.
Faith and grace, yeah. By
okay.
Grace, God, that faith.
So I'm here to tell you, when somebody says they're an atheist and they don't believe in God, I look at them and say, you're a damn liar. Now, you might convince yourself of that, but you're not going to convince me of that. But I'll sit and argue with you all the same just because I like to argue.
Yeah.
I get intrigued by some of the answers they'll come up with because it's a losing battle. They don't understand that you're basically admitting
God when you deny him. And that just blows their mind because you've got him from the start. I noticed that they like to pick on the Christians and those kind, but I don't ever see the atheists going after the Muslims. I don't see the gay community going out here and getting up in front of the mosque and screaming and hollering for gay rights. No, they pick on someone they know is supposed to turn the other cheek. Yeah. Well, I've been through that before, too. When I got saved, I had a preacher who hit me in the stomach a little punch and tell me I couldn't hit him back because I was a Christian. And I said, that's just what Goliath thought right before that rock hit him between his eyes.
Right.
You know, you push. They keep pushing because they don't think you'll fight back. We've seen how many displays of the government going after Christian organizations and stuff now. We see that around the globe as they're attacked and stuff, our government says nothing.
And this is the first time I've seen that. It's the big attack on Christianity.
Well, it's not just that. It's an attack on anything. It's an attack on anything that's not government controlled. The thing is, if you're going to worship, if you're going to worship, they want you to worship the government. If you're going to have a loyalty, they want you to be loyal to the government. If you're going to have faith in something, they want you to have faith in the government. They want your total commitment to the government.
Obedience.
Yeah, exactly it.
Well, I was always a little disorderly, so that shit ain't going to work with me.
I've always had a problem with authority.
I don't do well with authority figures.
But when someone like me sits back and starts looking at things and saying, holy crap, look what they're trying to do, then I'm going out here and trying to warn others. We get on the radio, we do our daily routines, and we're talking to people constantly about stuff. I was in the damn hospital talking to the nurses and stuff. Oddly enough, I couldn't find anybody in the hospital that liked the Obamacare. And you just got to get out there and talk. And they're trying to limit our ability to do that.
That's why the whole
IRS thing, and they're still trying to push to make the laws in place with the IRS to keep conservatives from being able to organize. You're going to see that pushed on media more and more, too. They're going to try to shut up the conservative side. Because right now, with everything going to hell in a handbasket, they don't want anyone thinking, well, maybe the conservatives are right.
And we are.
That's the true conservatives. Mm-hmm. That's not the establishment that are looking to pad their own wealth and power over us.
Those that
are actually out here, and there's a few of them, I think, that are actually trying to follow the Constitution. Trying to follow the rules and laws.
Be a governor and agency to monitor them fools.
Yeah, but just it.
Well, we just
have to be rotated out.
That's what you're saying. Create another government agency that wants the government. Can you name me a government agency that you actually trust?
No, she makes state agencies.
Well,
at state level.
It kind of works the same there, too.
Yeah.
You know, but there you go. How do you create something that you can trust to keep an eye on? I mean, in state of Indiana, we have what they call internal affairs.
Yeah.
And you would go to them to do things statewide, to do investigations and stuff, to keep an eye on the people in the state to make sure they're not corrupt. But you don't really... Your agencies that should be doing that for the federal government are instead working hand in hand with those controlling the government.
Yeah. Exactly.
How many people and how many positions has Obama placed around our administration and involved with the government?
His dollars and all that.
I mean, as the EPA, the IRS, and other places. Just how many people has he put his power in places? Some of the congressional authority when they pass, they let a judge pass and things like this and that. But other times, he has went around Congress to do things.
It was, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. Bush did the same thing. Many of them did. Have been around using executive orders and stuff. But now, here, this is the first time I can think of that anybody ever got a law pushed and passed and then had how many changes so far has there been? 27, 37, something?
And a lot of it.
Yeah.
Out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 20 changes.
He has made changes to the health care law so many times now. If it's a law, where does he get the power to keep changing it at will?
Yeah, because what was voted in.
But you see your elected trying to bring that to the front and charge him with it or anything?
Well, they don't make no waves.
Well, no, you are seeing a small movement that is wanting to say that he's overstepped his bounds. But getting it to go anywhere, when you know the Senate, it'll never hit the floor in the Senate, Secretary Reed and the Democrats. You know, in the House, it'll be totally one side against the other, but I won't be surprised that some Republicans, they seem to stab us in the back on every other issue, won't stab us in the back there.
I believe that.
Yeah, we're just going to have to take over. Don't worry about it. Hands on.
Be prepared. Look out for your neighbors, your friends, and your family. And
amen.
Just keep your eyes and ears open. And like I said, be prepared.
Coming about pretty quick, too.
It is coming about quick.
Yeah. Like a tsunami coming. It's coming.
Every week we see
something different.
We all. Yeah. It's not just something different every week. It's multiple things. And they're coming at you from different areas each week. It's never the same areas. It's all different areas coming at you. Trying to keep you off balance while they put their agenda together. But it's going to get to the point.
I see there's so many other countries what's against America.
It's going to get to the point. Come what may, at some point or another, they must, to pull their agenda off, the only way they can do that is they must totally disarm the American public. No matter how you look at it, they have to do that.
There'll be a lot of dead people.
There'll
be a lot of dead people.
Well, let's be honest.
I'm not saying just them.
That's gonna come probably sooner than we think. Why do you think they spent the last few years military-style arming, the EPA, the IRS, and all these other cops, police stations and stuff with military weaponry and shit? Why do you think they've been doing all this? They're preparing. They're preparing to take on the people.
They're probably have the bulletproof vest on their head.
They're even having National Guard practice going into people, indoors and going into homes, stuff like this and that.
Do you see where the Army built
a whole city?
Yeah.
Now, what was that really for? Come on. Well, I know what it's for. It's trying them to do what their government needs to do, and
they're doing
against armed individuals.
They're doing that all around anyway. You go over there at Butlerville, Homeland Security's over there, and watch what they're doing.
They've got FEMA camp over there. I've seen it for myself.
Yep. Sadly, they're all over the country, and
they got incinerators over there too, don't they?
Yep.
Like they have in down here. Well,
that is
here.
That is what we're talking about. Oh. Yes, they have them up at Crown Point. They have them in several other places around the state. They have them across the country. But trying to get the people to wake up to stuff when, you know,
they don't want to.
The people choose to be blind.
Yeah.
Many of them choose to be blind.
Exactly.
And it's a sadness.
Lazy.
But there are those that we can wake up, and we got to keep reaching and keep reaching, and we got
to
keep
talking to them and tell them, check it out.
We got to step up the effort. That's the truth of it. We must find a way to step up the effort.
I'll stand on a corner with a sign that says PatriotFamilies.com. Want to know more?
There you go.
Google.
There you go.
I offer to go out, you've heard me offer to go out and talk to groups and stuff.
Open your eyes, America, patriotfamilies.com.
So we need to push that more, and maybe we need to get out here and talk to some more groups and stuff. I've talked to several before.
Get your ground orders.
Got to start on our local level, trying to get people in place that's going to look out for the people instead of take advantage of them. And move that up through the states, up to the federal government. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't see, like I said, I don't see a easy way out. But I know that I don't know everything.
Yeah.
So I keep
hoping. I don't either.
I keep hoping that I either make it till he returns or he takes me home.
There's something lingering in the back of your mind for those of us that believe in the Bible and the Lord's Word. We know what's coming. We know the Bible doesn't lie, and God's Word is, you know, ever. It's coming down, people. No matter what, we might just give people a heads up to what's coming, maybe. It might be our true purpose here.
That's what we're trying to do.
How could you not stand by and do nothing, you know?
Well, there it is.
I don't feel like that I ain't going to stand in front of my Father in heaven with my head bowed. I want to look up. Yeah, I stand. But, you know.
Well,
I'm not perfect.
We all fall short.
Always. Into the next day.
Here's the difference between us and a politician. We realize that we all fall short. Politicians think they never fall short. Because we all fall short.
Everyone, you want to give a last few words here? And then I'm
ready. Why don't you just keep your eyes open and God bless everyone out there. Just trying to destroy us.
Rob? Well, Spring's coming, family, and we're all going to get a little renewed burst of energy and dedication to this movement we got going on. I think it's going to be a good year to get things rolling. I'm on board. I know that.
Rob?
Brother, I don't know what's going on, but it's going to get interesting, I can tell you that.
We'll know more about Delaney, my brother.
It's nice to know. I'd go bad night knowing, hey, I got somebody on my team, if I need them, and that's a good thing.
What's that? I'm listening to y'all. God bless y'all. Everybody has to just start opening their mind and listen.
Well,
Bill?
Well, guys, I feel blessed just to know everybody here, to have a relationship with everybody here in the Patriot families, and I look so forward to think we're going to know a whole lot more of the situation by then.
Oh, yeah.
God bless. Take us
all
out.
Right, we're going to play a tune on rock.
Young, like a new moon rising, fierce through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown. And I don't want no one to cry, but tell them if I don't survive.